This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
So I switch up, I pitch up. You kidding, I'm a bitch up. When I hit a lick, it's heavy, so my lip, I got a stitch up.
Pull up, man. Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. Play that shit again.
So I switch up, I pitch up. You kidding, I'm a bitch up. When I hit a lick, it's heavy, so my lip, I got a stitch up. Oh no, who goes a cold flow? So bold, you fold clothes at home, you know. Yeah, you cats are so disposable. You go and open up wounds before they be that close them all. Yeah, oh cash, cash it at my home. That Millie on my phone, raps in me on my dome, yeah. So when I get my numbers up, it gon' be crazy. A sound killer, take a pill and make it break me. I fall in it for a minute. Swimming for my dinner, violinist, I'm beginner.
Try puffing highs. Cause I ride bikes like a fucking child. Drive by a most muffin guy. A lot of drive by where a fucking young kid die. I say nothing to faze me. Last sip and I'm hazy. Waiting on the pain. My temperature may betray me. I say I no caffeine night. But when I spit that shit, it makes me want to die.
This song, I like the beat in the song. This song.
So when I get my numbers up, it gon' be crazy. A sound killer, take a pill and make it break me. I fall in it for a minute. Swimming for my dinner, violinist, I'm beginner. The rules that goes right, yeah. They wanna foul me out, no divide, yeah. I said I'm sorry, I'm so polite, but I need all the gold, the gold, the gold, the gold. Say, whoa, you can make me wanna buy it up. And when you try to deprive me of my life, I mean, you know I already glowed right up. I wanna
gold, the gold, the gold, the gold, the gold.
Thank you for coming out tonight. What a wonderful evening this been. I hope you're ready for some more. Next up, we have...
I say black, blue like my pens. Rascal scribbling. Off the books, I'm extracting trash. It's like I'm sipping it. Slipping and sliding on water. We dripping the product. Dipping and diving through coral reefs. And it's gorgeous. They call it crazy. Picasso exhibition yesterday. Put an elbow through the dream, but it just made my price inflate. Cut on my tie, send a goodbye. Prepare for levitation. A more dynamic duo than David and Dynamo. It's amazing.
See me wind down. Oh, I'm just getting started. This a new thing. And I can't imagine doing it without you here. I promise.
Hello?
When I say come and rest me, really, I mean come and dress me and caress me on my left cheek. Maybe then we'll then be okay. Besties, huh? I'm taking no L's like a French old boys school. You play show and tell with me to your friends. I adore you.
St. Laurent Hills at the diner. I'm at a place when I feel it great. Don't want a replacement. I'ma go wife for top of the bar, hop in the car. Not a healthy trader. My A's and B's are seasoned with Dijon. They add the flavor. Woo!
Why the hell do you wanna see me wind down? Oh, I'm just getting started. This a new thing. And I can't imagine doing it without you here.
Yeah.
I was apologizing to these people I don't know. I was jumping cables just to get the motor rolling. I was calling phones up like my name is Vodafone. Yeah, there be something wrong. Yeah.
Now I selling out the roses, counting up the proceeds. I be looking rosy. I take out my toes now. I start feeling kind of cozy. Whoa, walking a thing like whoa. Talking to sing that song. By horns and crossed the whole commotion. Whoa, thought this was impossible. Damn, I searched to those in them. Now those are new and those are two. When I said life was rainy, she came in and embraced me. And when I said I'm no good, she looked at me, told me, baby, you be so good. So just calm down. Yeah, just do it like I told you. And we don't slow down. They're gonna be your road. Then you know when you're ready. Ready, steady, oh. Ready, steady, go. Ready, ready, there be nothing. So I learned now. So you started off in first, then you bring it up. Ready, steady, go. Ready, 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 oh.
It's FUBAR Radio. Those are the very hybridized sounds of Barney Fletcher, who's literally just come onto my radar with that. Like, that's like five songs for the price of one right there. the very, very economical, musically economical Barney Fletcher there with what's the name of the song?
Doe.
Big tune that, actually. Yeah. I really liked it. I really liked them, should I say.
So many different kind of genres within one genre, one song. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to talk about it in plural if you refer to it. I am joined by not only Natalie, my regular co-host, but in Marcel's absence, the very lovely Roses Gabor.
Hello.
Deserves a round of applause.
Afternoon.
Oh, so it's so good to finally have you come through these doors, Roses.
Thanks for having me, darling.
No, not at all. It's the perfect time as well because you are at last releasing new music.
I know, the loud sigh.
Yeah, you hit the hat trick very recently with a third single from an album. I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm. It's called Fantasy and Facts.
Fantasy and Facts.
Yep. Amazing. Masterpiece, babes.
Coming out in February.
Yeah, 22nd.
Okay. February can't come soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
After Valentine's Day as well.
Yeah.
And let people get all of that out of the way first.
Yeah, and then they'll really be feeling the pain.
Is there a lot of pain on the record?
There's a lot of pain. No, there's a lot of I don't want to say sadness, but there's a lot of melancholy.
Melancholy. That's
stuff
a good word.
Happening. Yeah, but also, like you said, like it's quite cinematic.
Yeah. Yeah, we
don't
were
want to
speaking
talk about it too much and spoil it for people.
Oh,
you know
no,
I mean?
Not at all. I think without spoilers, definitely. we'd love to get like the description, straight from you. And
defo cinematic.
Yeah, because Natalie, very accurately commented on that at the.
Yeah, well, I listened to "I Could Be Yours," which we're going to play next, and was like, I can hear it, I can see it in a film.
Mm.
I'm not sure what genre of film. Could be a dramatic scene, but it could be a kind of a rom-com-y love scene too, I think. I can just sort of visualise it.
Me too.
It could be on multiple different films. Why not?
Absolutely.
This is the thing, but it follows two previous singles, which have been equally fantastic, if
Thanks,
I may say
babes.
So myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan, and I have been from... Because Roses Gabor is a new iteration, so to speak.
No, it's the only iteration.
It's
the only one.
Okay. So because at the very beginning, for instance, because obviously you came onto my radar with it was a number one single, wasn't it? Dare.
Gorillaz.
The collaboration with Gorillaz,
mm-hmm.
right? And back then, if I'm not mistaken, you weren't Roses Gabor,
were
you?
I was always Roses Gabor.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Okay, so they were just... Being very official with the names. Okay.
Always Roses Gabor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And but I actually even remember the event we were at when you first spoke to me.
You
and
know,
I was
you
like,
just told me that. That's so
yeah,
weird. I don't remember at all.
This kind of photographic memory when it comes to certain things.
But you know what? I smoked a lot in my time, I think. So in all honesty, I forgive you for forgetting.
But I know
that we've known each other forever. Like,
this is the
that,
thing,
like,
yeah. Some people you can't remember how you first met them. Your relationships.
But you can. So where did you two meet? And what did Roses say to you when she met you?
We met at Cotton's, which was a West Indian restaurant in Exmouth Market. And a lady, T. Chaudet, used to run a night there. And I can't remember exactly the conversation we had, but I remember we spoke.
Mm.
And... And then now, years down the line, it's got to be over a decade.
At least.
It's got to be over a decade. I've got you here co-hosting my show, which is a massive achievement for me.
Mm. Well done. Well done, Michael.
Thank you very much. Little self-pat on the back there. Speaking of the show, it's a big show. We've got Javon coming in, Caniva, and Merkston, who's a mutual friend of ours. Mm. And so all of them to talk about new music. We've got two games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy about that.
I know you are.
Fiercely competitive, Roses. So
okay.
I'm not gonna go lightly. Basically,
I don't expect you to. It's fine.
And we'll also just be catching up on some of the weird stories.
I'd like to know. We'll catch up with what you two have been doing this week.
Yeah,
well, Michael, you were looking fresh at Nike London. It says on this bit of paper.
Did you go to the Jordan event yesterday?
I didn't. No, I went to. So you know the brand A Cold Wall.
Mm-hmm.
So Samuel, the designer, he put on an installation.
I went
to that
Petit Noir kit. Is it Noir? Petit Noir.
Petit Noir.
Where?
Yeah, well, a gang of people went. I missed it.
Oh, right, okay.
But I definitely saw it and thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really, really nice collection. Very small, tiny capsule collection, yeah, yeah. But the installation's great. Little short film at the very beginning. You kind of have to walk through a maze. Then you go through a little tunnel, and then you can watch this film in a mini cinema. Mm. And then just outside in the main room, he set up the capsule collection, mm, but among these mini terracotta pyramids, mm, that you can kind of like step on, and by the end of the installation they've all crumbled into a kind of dust, really.
Okay. Nice.
And it's obviously, well, maybe not so obviously, but you know, it's meant to analogize, you know, wear and crumbling.
Right. Did you say that Petit Noir, was he involved with it? Is that what I had to say?
That's who I saw it on.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. We love him. I like him a lot. He's played him. I always play stuff,
yeah,
on the show.
We are big fans of Petit Noir on this show. Mm. What have you been up to, Roses?
This week?
Yeah.
What have I done this week? Did I go and see Yasmin this week? Or was it last week? I can't remember. Imagine that. What day are we on? Wednesday. What did I do? Just a couple of meetings, promo stuff. I did something interesting yesterday, but I've forgotten.
The smoking really has caught up with
wow.
you guys.
Honestly, sometimes I'm just like, don't know. I'll remember and then I'll tell you later.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, yeah, in the meantime, we should get into your brand new single.
Mm-hmm.
If you do us the honour of introducing it for us, that'd be amazing.
Oh, well, this is the beauty that is I Could Be Yours by myself, Roses Kabul. Damn you.
That's another big tune selected by Natalie.
It's Rose's song.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry, I thought
you selected the... Right. Yeah.
So I did kind of select it. I mean, I would have played it anyway. But luckily you're here.
Yes, she is very much here, in the flesh. My guest co-host for the day, Roses Gabor. We were talking about how we first met and... up until the present day, but there's a lot that's gone on between. For instance, Natalie only just came to the conclusion that you appear on Pharaohs by Subtract.
Yeah.
How did you two meet? Because what does he? Can you divulge what he even looks like?
I can tell you what he did. That's what I can tell you.
Ooh, okay.
I can't tell you what he looks like. But he sent, and that's not private, I just can't tell you what he looks like. he sent me at like probably about 12 instrumentals maybe. Mm-hmm. And I wrote two. I think one was called Simulation and the other one was called, I can't remember, but it turned into Pharaohs.
Right.
Basically. But Pharaohs is the one that I finished, like I wrote from beginning to end, ad libs, whatever, and then sent it to him and he was like, loved it. So that was that.
It's a big tune.
It's a
massive playlist feature. It's one of them ones you go to someone's yard and they're having like pre-drinks and whatnot. That's one of the tunes that I can always kind of guarantee will come on at some point during the night.
As is Dare. I'd say that like that's a song that everybody knows the words to.
Hell yeah.
Well, apart from Sean Ryder, wasn't it? Because that is the thing, he's on the song and it's called Dare because he sang the word wrong, I believe.
Is the
urban myth that may or may not go along. Yeah, but I want it to make sense if it's Sean Ryder that it's called that.
Can you confirm or deny?
Do you know what? I've never talked to Sean about how it happened.
Okay.
I spoke to Dee about it a little bit and there was definitely... It's coming up, like the sound is coming up in his headphones, but that's as much as I can tell you.
But knowing Happy Mondays, it's coming up could mean something else.
Yeah. This is very true.
You see the sound coming up in his headphones.
Right, okay.
But knowing Sean.
Yes, knowing Sean, as he's been on the show and he's talked about it, hasn't he? Remember when he said he was so on various things that, what was it, Julia Roberts was chatting up Bez and he didn't even recognise her.
Yeah, this is very
Turned
true. I asked
down,
him
yeah.
about the Bez and Julia Roberts rumour.
Never heard it.
Have you not heard it?
No.
There's a rumour that Julia Roberts chirps Bez, basically.
Okay.
That's the kind
that's
of... that's it in a nutshell. Somewhere in California, somewhere in Hollywood, I think she chirps Bez. I hope that's true.
Right.
No, he confirmed it. Sean confirmed it on the show, didn't he? And said, no, that is true. And he just didn't have a clue
who she was.
And then afterwards he was like, that's Julia Roberts. And he's like, oh, that's okay. Like, not even that bothered about it. Right, yeah.
So we are up to the present day with Musically and the new album Fantasy and Fiction.
Fantasy and Facts.
Fact. Sorry, Fantasy and Facts. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I spat some fiction of my own just
Ooh,
there
good, man.
Instead of Facts. Fantasy and Facts. That's out in February.
Yeah.
Producers, have you worked with a lot of them or has it been kind of, you know, one or two running, steering the ship musically?
I've worked with loads.
Yeah?
Yeah, literally. I did, Stuff was the second single and that was by Team Salute. I've actually done three songs with them, but only two on the record.
Right, and I'll know them from
Afrobeat. Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so those them and then obviously the first single was Illusions at Sampha.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third is Stereotypes, which is obviously Cardi B and Bruno Mars.
Right.
And a gang of Lemonade, which was my favourite song, which is why I wanted to work with them in the first place.
Okay.
By Danity Kane.
Right.
So that's them. And then there's like just amazing producers on there, really.
Yeah.
Greg Wells, who did I Too Late to Apologise, I think it was.
Big tune.
Yeah. And he did some Katy Perry stuff.
Okay.
And then,
so did he co-produce that with Timbaland then, Too Late to Apologise, or was that all him but it was just like Timbaland's tune with...
I don't know, never talked about it. I only know that because I saw it on Wiki after we'd worked together.
Okay.
Like, so who else is in there? Just some real awesome ones.
Yeah. So with so many producers kind of offering music, did it take a long time to kind of from when you wrote the first song, what was the album a conscious decision? With the inception of an idea, was it like, did you sit down and go, I'm going to write an album now, or did you just write loads of material and then think, okay, cool, let's put this together and form an album?
In a way, I did the latter because I don't plan like that. Like I try to like make some sort of loose plan.
Yeah.
That's why I've got a manager, really. But in general, I'm quite free-spirited. I just vibe.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was probably Rush. And then from that, I felt like...
That's the title of the song, not the action.
Exactly.
Right.
The first song.
Didn't just rush, like...
No, which I did a couple of years ago, and Emily K produced that.
Okay.
And then from then became the rest of the record. Like, there's songs on there. Like, there's a song called Turkish Delight that I produced, that I wrote with Fred Ball, who did some new Rihanna stuff, and some Mariah Carey, and some Beyonce, and Jack, like, all the names sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, so just, you know, some minor other artists.
Just can't, really. But yeah, so then, but I wrote that, I think we wrote it for Nicola Roberts, I think. I can't remember. We did a couple of sessions with Nick, and I'm not sure if that was her, if it was for her or someone else, but we definitely wrote it for someone else. And then Fred was like, oh, you know, you sound amazing on it, you should keep it. So there's things that have happened like that, where I'd go into a session for one person, and then I'd come out of a song for myself. So yeah, that's the record, really.
And is that the life of a songwriter then? Because you've just kind of summed it up for me as well, like someone who, because you do write for other people, and then how often does that happen where you decide, actually, I don't want to give this baby away?
Not, it depends. If the person is in the session with me, then it's easier, because I let them sort of breathe and lead. Whereas if they're not in the session, then I'm writing, I'm sort of guessing what sort of sound they would like or how they're going to feel.
Okay.
And it's difficult to do that.
Yeah.
Especially if you articulate words in one way and they articulate in a different way. Like, it's just some things that I say are just not going to work for example, Katie B springs to mind, because I remember saying to her, like, you know, we should do some stuff together. And she said to me something along the lines of, she finds it really difficult to sing other people's words,
right,
which is literally how I feel.
Yeah.
So I was like, babes, totally, I get it. I have to write my own.
People can't
say what I say how I say it. You know?
I had the same conversation with an artist called Hamza. She was recently on Jules Holland. She's amazing. I think she's got a bright future ahead of her. And cool. I instantly DM'd her as soon as I saw her performance, because I'm really trying to get into songwriting myself. So instantly DM'd her and said, I'd love to get in a room with you and write with you. And she told me the same thing. She said, look, I write my own stuff. And I told her the same thing. I said, look, I rate that. I respect that highly. You know, I understand that there are artists that, you know, thrive on being given songs, but there are artists who take pride in uttering their own words, and I'm one of them. So I definitely highly respect her for just coming straight forward and saying, no, I don't really want anyone to write for me or with me, you know.
Yeah, I think you have to, there's a certain confidence you have to have to be like, actually, nah, I want to say what I want to say, how I want to say it. So yeah,
much respect to Katie B. Much respect 100% to
Hamza. Love that one. Shout out to Katie B.
Big time, big time.
Cheers.
Well, we should, because we've got a couple of games, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Right, and one thing you must know about me is that I'm fiercely competitive.
So you said, are you Gemini?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Whoa. All right. Wow, well, why don't we get into a quick track, and then we'll get ready for the game and get you all prepared.
Okay. Is there warming up to be done? That
there's warming up to be done. Do some stretching. Now's the time for you both.
I'm definitely about to stretch.
Expectations cross the line, and yes, I'm about to get up on the tip, cause I ain't about to run without.
Yeah, I figure right, I figure right.
Body club, wind me up, tie me up, buy me love. I ain't about to get up on that sh- cause I ain't about to run without her.
Like I said, I figure right, hit it.
Walk it out, how y'all just gon' sit there and pout? Y'all must know not about living. Y'all must know better living in drunk. Keep it on the down low, nigga, on the show. Y'all be acting like y'all don't know. Come on, son, y'all can't see me. Come on, son, S-B-E-C, team me. Give it to me, hell yeah, don't go telling that lie. Gelatin ride on the freeway, highway, I wear all my time.
Don't like that worry, it keep me begging. Everything's a custom job when I do it. I did not become somebody different, whom I did not even really wanna be.
and the free lands ride more thin than alive. Am I feeling alive? And eyes ain't questionable. It's a while. Questionable.
Velvet Negroni. Lovely. He's becoming a firm favourite.
I love him. It's his brand new one.
Yeah.
He is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. We have a very special guest co-host in the house. She goes by the name of Roses Gabor.
I'm still here, babes.
She is still here. Very much alive in the flesh. We're talking about her brand new singles. She's released a slew of singles. Mm-hmm. While we anticipate the album, which mm-hmm. is out in February, mm-hmm. We'll get into more of a kind of Rose's journey. But right now, I think we should play a game.
Well, in honour of Rose's being in the studio, we should be doing a game yeah. revolving around Rose's. That is the chocolate Rose's.
Ooh.
Tenuous.
Oh.
But
it is Christmas.
Fact, it is Christmas. And even though the chocolate is called Rose's, some of these clues may refer to another like brand of chocolate.
Okay,
it's chocolate related. Let's just say that. Okay.
Okay.
So very tenuous.
Started off with roses, but it got
this
quite tricky.
Really unfair.
Okay.
Already,
no. So you've got six clips.
I'm sure you must
since
know
I don't
a lot
eat chocolate,
about chocolate.
But anyway,
wow.
Do you don't eat chocolate?
Well, let's go.
Do you not eat chocolate? Should I say?
No, you're aware of some of the. Well, this is some songs that are related to chocolate in some way. What all I need right. from you, I will give you points for the artist. I will give you points for the song. But they are played backwards as well, just to let you know
damn.
About that. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go with roses. Number one. Come on.
Do what?
Very easy, that one. Think of songs or artists relating to chocolates.
One more.
I think.
I'll give you one more.
I don't.
Give me the answer.
I want to give you a clue.
Give me the answer, please.
A couple of producers were involved with this, Stephen Mead and Danny Langsma.
Who are they, please?
A couple of garage producers.
Oh, okay. I thought it was that.
I genuinely thought it was that. Sweet like chocolate boy.
I can't say. You have to write it down, Roses, but you might not be wrong.
Why are you smiling like that? Because I'm going to win now.
Are you going to
yeah,
win
now?
Now
you know.
Sweet like
chocolate. Do you speak when you write?
No, but I'm scared it like said it already and you know, so that one
because I think I do
count.
That. All right, we'll move on to number two. Okay. Oh, I think Michael Payne knows. I think you both know what that is,
okay,
don't you?
Then.
Okay.
That's okay.
It. That's it. So, remember, points for artist, points for song title. All right, moving on to number three. Ooh.
That is a hard one.
So that could be, I should say, it could be related to an album title as well that could be chocolate related. In this particular instance, it is. Do you want a clue? Do you want to hear it again?
So the song itself isn't chocolate related, but that's the album
not
on
but
which
the,
it appears.
The album, which is a very big album for this American group. Kind of a shouty song from this, but all of their songs are quite shouty, actually.
What the fuck, Nat?
Kind of a rap rock band, red hatted oh. front person.
That's a rubbish clue. Oh,
I know exactly what band it is, but
absolutely
I'm trying to think of what
rubbish clue.
Do you know what, weirdly, the clue that I've got here actually is the title of the album, which isn't really a clue as much as giving it away, but I'm not going to read it out. It's like it's from the album. Like, yeah, that is
how
the
many
clue.
Letters? Let's change the game a little bit.
What, the album's got words, one, two, it's something, something, and the something, 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 water.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, God, he got it from that. Oh, I also forgot to say that Michael Payne has an encyclopedic knowledge of music. Yeah. First word. I know what it is. Okay, I'm confident of Rose.
No, I don't know what
this.
It is. That's not. That's a rapper.
Okay, this is a group, American group. I think they're still going. The lead singer was probably the most famous of the only one I can name in the group.
Right.
He's got a first name and a surname. So I haven't got a cock give away any more clues. He wears a red baseball cap quite a lot. Or he did, back to front.
Oh, God.
They've headlined Reading.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
Right, let's move to moving on to number
four. That was the same one, right?
Okay, that was number three, yeah, with the album. Are you Googling, Roses? You're on Wikipedia.
Absolutely
Wikipedia.
Not.
Why
I'm trying to would think I?
What they, oh, that's it. What
okay, so what, okay, so here's what I think is. I should say the name of the album, but I will take the name of this particular song. I'll give you points for that.
Play the song again, please.
Okay, think about... It was a big hit for them. They did a remix on this album that had like a lot of rappers, DMX on it.
Yep.
Okay, can I move on to number four?
I think this whole thing should be about rap. That's what it should be about.
Well, let's get on to number four.
What?
A clue, sir? This is the flavour of a chocolate that you'd find in a confectionery. One that I personally don't like because I don't drink it.
There you go. God.
Song about caffeine.
Sounded like Horlicks to me.
There's such a clue that I could give you, Michael, but you get it immediately. You used to. I can't say. There's a shop you used to work in. That would be related to this song.
Was that so loud enough? Did you not hear it?
It's a song about caffeine with a band with four ladies in it that did dance routines. So still going, caffeine. Made a comeback.
Oh.
You literally worked in a shop that was the same name as this band.
I know who the group is.
Did
I? That.
Yeah.
Can you get like,
fuck!
Technically gave it to him.
I know, and he didn't get it straight away.
I'm trying to think of the song.
Okay, so think of some of their hits, and this is related to a drink, but it's also you'd find it in a box of chocolates. Often, it depends if you like this drink or not. I personally don't, so I'd leave that soft centre alone.
All right, yeah, I think I got it.
Okay, all right, number five.
I know
Come
that.
On, you do know that one.
What's number seven?
Oh!
That's five. That's five.
I get it.
Yeah?
I get it.
You get why it's related.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's another brand of chocolate, but it's equally, but you'd get this in a confectionery.
That's brilliant.
Do you know?
Oh, shit, what's the band?
By. Right, yeah, yeah.
Not a cheating. I want an independent adjudicator. Oh my god.
Kylie Minogue did a cover of this song in 1992, reached number 20 on the charts. Just so you know, if that helps at all.
That's a bit of trivia if I'm ever asked that in a pub quiz.
I'm not familiar with her cover, but I will check it out.
Yeah, I'm just going to imagine it sounds like Kylie singing that song.
I imagine it's not too far away from the original if Kylie's covered it. Because why would you? But okay, finally, number six.
Oh. Wait, play that again?
Okay, oh, sorry.
Oh, wait, is that another... That's a really tenuous link.
Really
again,
tenuous.
I see what
but
you did there, though.
But it's another brand of chocolate.
It's kind of.
That's almost a rival to Roses, I would say. It's the direct competition to Roses at Christmas. You will find either the Roses or you'll find this other box that have a lot of purple around it.
I don't know what that is, but
okay. This song
you're going to kick yourself several times
when you are when you know because you will know all of these songs. And this song was used in Kidulthood, the film, 2006.
I know exactly what scene it was as well.
Okay, right. Let's go for some answers, and I will reveal the reveal. Roses, what did you get for number? Well, I think you got Sweet Like Chocolate. But what did you know it was by? Which means that Michael got that too. Did you know it was by
Shanks and Bigfoot?
Yes.
Whoa, okay.
Do you know what? I didn't even know that. I know that, but my brother he loved that song because he thought he was actually. Sweet Like Chocolate.
Let's see if you're right. Sweet Like Chocolate. Correct. Right.
That will always
be a
tune.
Baby. One already.
So currently 2 points each, all to play for. Number two, what did you get, Michael, for number two?
I got Hot Chocolate with You Sexy Thing.
Mm-hmm. What did you get, Roses?
Same.
You got same. Let's see if you're
right.
I
didn't get you. I believe in miracles.
You sexy thing.
Okay. I put sexy thing. Which one is it?
It is you sexy thing. Shit. I'll give you a point. No, it is you sexy thing. It's fine. You've got 4 points each at the moment. Okay, what did you get totally for number? What did you get for number three? Roses.
Something. Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Ooh, close.
What did you get, Michael Payne?
Limp Bizkit with Keep Rolling.
Yeah, that's right. For a bonus point, do you know what the album was called?
Something in the chocolate flavoured. Was it hot dog? Something in the chocolate flavoured.
Chocolate starfish in the hot dog flavoured water, but
that's
it was.
It.
Keep rolling. Keep rolling.
The thing is, I feel like you're going to know that. You're totally going to know that.
Yeah, that
you're
that
not cheating in it.
I used to listen to that song a lot when I used to bunk school. That's what it reminds me of. Hotboxing my mate's room, listening to Limp Bizkit.
Well, currently you're on 6 points. That's good. It's a full house from you so far. Right, number four. What did you get, Roses?
Horlicks, I told you.
Horlicks, you know what the song was called? Was that the artist or the song?
Song and artist. Horlicks.
Horlicks by Horlicks.
That's the way it was.
Okay, I can tell you there's no. What did you get, Michael?
I got All Saints with Coffee.
No, that's not
1 point.
Four.
I wouldn't want to be. I thought you were number four. Black Coffee, so I can't really
Black
get
coffee.
You.
Please, I thought you said number four.
Oh, no. Well, okay, you did
number
get it.
Number five is All
okay,
Saints.
Okay, so you did get it.
Oh, wait, what?
Where's
no, number four
gone?
Is All Saints.
Yeah, number four is All Saints. Yeah. Number
What's
five.
Number four then?
There's only six in the whole. So you, no, but what you've
maybe
done
Limp
is.
Maybe Limp Bizkit was Horlicks.
Yeah, you put them as the wrong one. Okay, so you didn't get that right anyway, which kind of means that you did get it right. Right, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm giving some points for it. You did get it right. So it was Black Coffee, but I'll give you a point there because it was. I needed Black Coffee.
Cool, which I got.
So you're six. Are we on six for
so
you?
So should he not get half a point then?
Oh, what is it? Six all?
I feel like such a bully.
I think it's six. I've given you six all of the bit. Right, let's move on to what was number five, which is number six for you, Roses. What did anyone get?
I got Cool and the Gang, I think, with Celebration.
Uh-huh. What did you get?
Same.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate.
And finally, number six. What did you get, Roses?
This has gone down to the wire, but I think I'm going to win.
Also, Celebration, of course, being for the box of chocolates that I've called Celebration, I guess kind of rivals to Roses, but not the main rival, because this will come into the next question.
It will indeed.
What did you get, Roses?
College Street.
Uh-huh. Did you? So do you know, like, what this band? It's not the artist.
Ain't
or
got
the What did you get, Michael Franks? I suspect you got this.
I got Blinding Lights by The Streets. Or
it's not Blinding Lights.
Lights
no.
Are blind. Lights are blind. Lights right,
no,
blind
1 point
eyes.
For you.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck!
Lights are blinding.
Blinded
by the lights.
By the lights. But I can't give you a point for that. Cheated. So 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, you still win.
I got the gist
by 1 point. You said blinded lights. I can't give
but
you
if,
that.
If
blinded
you've been
by
blinded,
the lights.
You not cheated. This is all his. Type of music.
How?
Every
but
day,
it was
all day.
It's quite
Blink,
few,
Biscuit,
there are quite
Quality
genres
Street,
in
all
here,
of
though.
Them.
Quality Street. The Streets. I'd say there's
no,
quite,
I love The Streets.
Quite
still.
A variation here. You've got Hot Chocolate, Limp Bizkit, also. It's Cool on the Gang of
it's
the Streets.
It's all not, Michael Payne's Streets. Yeah?
Well, you won by 1 point, so but you did well, Roses. But Roses yeah. 8 points. But you
Roses,
got,
Roses tried to win by using intimidation tactics.
Yeah, right. There's no way.
Don't worry, there's a game coming up later with Merson. Well, let's get into a song and then we'll get our first guest in the studio.
Absolutely. We've got Jayvon coming up next.
Level up.
You've got to make a bonus. Mystic staring at his phone for oneness. Silver or black mirror, what's the difference? Imitation always gets a bad rep, man. Witch's brew had me on the first sip, man. Smells like leaves. You don't know that you're rust and not belong so much, and then get left alone. Left alone. Cloud hidden and my whereabouts unknown. Casadero got me wearing all camo. Decked in Patagonia, head to toe. Down for whatever I think I let go. No more shoes or socks, I only rock sandals. I can tell if I'm hip or getting old. I can hear you, maybe you could change your tone. People tend to listen when they see your soul.
The new one, Freelance, from Toro y Moi. I can relate from the title alone. Freelance.
Welcome back to him as well.
Yes. Welcome to our first guest of the day, Javon.
That's not how we like to call it when he's in the studio.
Exactly. We now call you Prawn Javon.
That's cool. It could be like an exclusive.
Well, we should explain why. So
we should, yeah.
You, Michael Payne, had a show, another show a few years ago with a
Friday Social
called Hugh Joseph.
With a former presenter, Hugh Joseph. And he was given the running order. And he was told that Javon was pronounced, and it was spelt phonetically.
Yes, which
well.
I did. I hold my hands up to this. I commit when I make a mistake. And he did ask, you know, as a lot of guests, like, how do we just check how we pronounce their names?
Yep. Mm.
And so generally, what I do is pron, meaning pronounce, next to it. What I should probably do is put a colon there, but I forgot to put the colon there that day. So how he introduced you as
Prawn Javon.
I mean, I've got to say, when I read it, I obviously know my name's not Prawn Javon.
You weren't sure,
you know?
Were you? You
so,
weren't sure.
I mean, I got it, to be fair.
Okay,
I did
fine.
Get it, yeah.
I'd have been looking around like, when's he getting it? Who the fuck is he? And why has he got my artist name as a surname?
Yeah, why has he suddenly nicked my name and had a prawn on the front? That's
the
weird.
The fuck is this guy? Is it me from the future? Sounds like a futuristic Javon, isn't it? Prawn Javon.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
In the year 2050.
I wish I would have said that instead.
But how goes it, man? I haven't seen you for ages.
For a couple of years, man. Yeah. I'm good, man. I've been going through the ups and downs, as like most artists do.
Yeah.
But right now is one of the up times, you know, happy.
Because it's release time.
Mm-hmm. I've got some people supporting and believing in my music.
Yeah.
And that's always a great feeling. And releasing music and not having these big pauses, you know, in the middle of release time, waiting for producers, waiting for mix engineers, all of that stuff. It's just good at the moment, man. Yeah. I'm in a good spot, and it's good to be coming back, revisiting sort of shows like this, and it just feels really good, you know, because for me it just marks a little minor hurdle of success for me, you know.
Okay.
The fact that I'm able to come back, whether it's a big release or a small release, I'm still doing what I love to be doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we remain firm fans, you know.
Oh,
so
any
time you want to come through, because you've come a long way from Bristol.
Yeah, that's why I'm a bit late.
But the scene's changed a lot since the last time you came through. What's popping in Bristol at the moment? Who are you kind of, who have you got your eye on? Who's on your radar from Bristol? Who should we be looking out for?
Because we've there's a guy called Dash Vils. I think he's really good. Mm-hmm. Really good. He's a rapper, he's a singer as well, and he's just, it's a little bit hard for me to explain, but when you see him, he's got all the energy of a rapper, mm-hmm. and when he sings, he's still got the energy of a rapper,
right.
You know what I mean? And his music is like, I don't know, it just really resonates with me, I kind of set him apart from a lot of other people that I've kind of heard in Bristol. Last time I was here, I think just at that time, I think it was sort of like the dark garage and dubstep kind of thing was mm-hmm. kind of burgeoning at that time, mm-hmm. like the My New Lengs and that people like that, and like Gotsum and people like that doing the dark sort of garage thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was kind of just starting, and now it's kind of still like that, but sort of like on a bigger level. Those names that were just doing sort of 200 capacity venues mm-hmm. are now doing the 500 to 800 cap venues, you know. And it's just, it's a good place at the moment. You know, I mean, it's always good for music, because everyone just is a firm supporter of just anyone that's doing good stuff.
You included, being one of our favourite Bristolian Bristolian artists.
Thanks.
The new single With You,
yeah,
talk to us about that. What's the inspiration behind it?
So With You, I wanted to write something that was sort of like from like a conversation kind of standpoint. And I've had those times, like you might have had times like this, where you've gone out with a group of people and you've met somebody. Doesn't need to be a girl, could be a guy, like someone that you thought that you were going to continue a relationship with mm-hmm. after that certain night, but then you never see them again. But the thing is, you kind of, you're drawn, your personalities are drawn to this one person, you really get on with them, and then you just find yourself talking to them and talking to them and talking to them and talking to them, and before you know it, it's like 8 a.m. you're still drinking, you're still smoking, you know what I mean? And With You is about that time. You know, you just get real deep on, you get into a real deep one with someone that you don't actually really know.
Yeah, yeah. So, fair play.
Yeah.
To be fair, you lost me. You've gone out with people because I don't have any friends.
Okay. So. All right. Maybe you speak to yourself. I don't know. Wow.
But everything you said, I can relate to. Apart from, I'm just on my own when I'm doing it.
Fair play.
But we should get into the new single right now. Actually, would you do us the honor of introducing it for us?
This is my brand new single. My name's Javen, and this one's called With You.
Last night was wild. Your mind is wild. The things I ain't done in a while. Drinking all kinds with you. Talking about the things we do. While searching for a roach to bless the zoo. Uni's feeling like a prison. And they don't teach the kind of journalism. That's sharing on my feed. That makes friends they wanna free. That's the vision. I don't know about this. But I'm so turned up on this cliff. Be left behind badging her, usually the straggler. Every time I'm falling in, don't know when to call it quit. I've been trying to tear away, I know I won't leave this place till I sort things out while I'm here with you. Oh, while I'm here with you.
When I'm,
oh, when I'm alone with you.
When I'm alone with you.
Lose time is all we do.
Lose time is all we do.
And I wanna tell you. Sun's coming up, I should go. Don't recognize the state I be in. So high I could be dreaming. With a breakfast bopping, staring at the ceiling. Conversations getting deepened. Daddy's girl, daddy's girl. Wanna guy just like your daddy girl. See them things that I ain't feeling. Got them chains, I want that freedom. This picture ain't been painted like you see him. While I'm here with you. Oh, while I'm here with you.
When I'm,
oh, when I'm alone with you.
Lose time is all we do.
And I wanna tell you again.
That's the brand new single from Jayvon, or as we like to call him, Pron Jayvon.
Pron Jay.
With you.
Brand new, gorgeous one, we should say. It's lovely.
Big time. Oh, big time.
Thank you. Very thank nice. You. Appreciate that.
Can people expect to hear that live? Because you've got a show tomorrow, haven't you?
Tonight.
A live show. Tonight.
Tonight.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
going straight after the show, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's that going to be?
So that's going to be at the Social in Soho on Little Portland Street.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a label showcase tonight.
Nice.
And I'm performing my. Some songs from my last EP and some from my new ones, and also one or two from sort of like future projects.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, you've had the pleasure of working with like Clean Bandit, Julio Bashmore, and Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
How did those? The Tory Lanez one's obviously sort of it's a transatlantic collaboration. So how did that one come about? I suppose with Clean Bandit and Julio Bashmore, they're UK acts.
Yeah.
So
and Bashmore's from Bristol. So.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense
that's
as
the
well.
Connection.
Yeah.
Right. So with the Tory Lanez one. I'm not going to lie, I got a massive bring in. One of my good friends, we never actually got in the studio together. One of my friends was producing one of the songs on his first album, and we've done a hell of a lot of tracks together, and they needed, particularly needed a hook, and they needed something to go throughout the whole verse. And he was like, well, I've got the perfect thing for this. And then he hollered at me. He was like, yo, are you cool for me to use this
nice.
In the Tory Lanez thing? I'm like, yes, 100%.
Yeah. Are you a big Tory Lanez fan?
Oh, yeah, I am actually, yeah.
Oh, that's a dream come true.
Yeah,
what song
man.
Is it?
It's called To Dream.
Sick.
Yeah,
okay. Called To Look Dream. Out for it, see if I can...
I mean, some people say it's the best tune in the album, but that's what the internet says.
Okay,
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure it is, to be honest.
I think I heard Pron Jayvon says that. Pron
Jayvon's
been saying
that. Pron Jayvon_69 says, this is the best song I've ever heard.
He's been tweeting
I am
a lot,
not
yeah.
Jayvon.
Oh my God. All right, sorry, I've got to clear something up. You're still saying my name wrong. It's Jayvon. It's like Raven with a J.
That's it.
There we go. There we go.
To be fair, we only said Jayvon once, I think.
We did say that, yeah.
Jayvon.
You've been saying Jayvon, but that's cool. That's
but it's not even Jayvon. It's Jayvon.
No, it's Jayvon.
Jayvon like Raven.
Like Raven.
Not like Rayvon.
Not Rayvon. Nah.
Jayvon.
Jayvon.
You should get that as an intro to every song.
Yeah, yeah.
That will remind people.
Jayvon on the beat.
Get me.
Or just say it really passive aggressively. Jayvon is my name.
Oh wow.
Actually.
Yeah.
That's,
now you gotta tell
him.
Gotta tell
him, B. Yeah, man. Yeah. Go all out. So I just gotta add, when you asked me who have I got my eye on in Bristol, there's two names. There's Eva Lazarus and also a guy called Splits P. He is amazing. He's like 24 and he's got this really soulful reggae kind of vibe, and he's such a good performer.
Okay.
So good.
All
I
right.
recommend you check him out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very noble as well to kind of go back and go, I'd like to add some footnotes. No one really does footnotes for the big ups.
No.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having
Seriously,
me,
Seriously, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up after so many years, man.
Yeah,
I've said your name 7 times now, so Jayvon is going to be how I permanently say it.
There we go.
I think you're going to have a tattoo of it.
I think I might get a tattoo, yeah, with the phonetics.
And I mean, that's cool.
And
that's
a raven. I'm going to get a raven next to it, so I know.
My man.
But you've got the show tonight at the Social.
Yep.
Where else can people catch you? Are you playing anywhere else live in the near future?
For the rest of the year, I haven't got anything because I'm just... preparing for next year.
Sick.
The next single comes at the end of January. Just shot the video for it as
nice.
Well. And I'll be building it up. And I'll be doing a load of like So Far Sound shows as well.
Cool.
Got a few of those sort of like in the bag, but just getting the last.
So you're just going to pop up in someone's house?
I'm just going to do that.
Just on
the stove. I'll just be on the stove.
Please do your next So Far Sounds on someone's stove. please let it be an arga. I want to see you standing on someone's arga in fucking wellies. thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thank you, guys.
The
man.
New single's out right now.
It's out right now, man.
It's out right now.
Yep.
And get down and see Jayvon at the Social tonight on Little Portland Street, W1. Thanks once again.
Cheers, man. Thank you. Love you guys, man. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm working on the world premiere. and I can see the world from here. They ask me where I'm going from here. Shit, anywhere, long as the runway is clear. Shit, music business moving too fast for me. Wishing I still had Mac with me. Yes, Lord. How do you tell a nigga slow it down when you're living just as fast as him? I couldn't understand when I seen him stretched out cold on the pavement. Niggas catch TKOs on occasion. Wishing I could save him. What was I to say? I was doing dates, dipping in and out of state. We was going in to get away. Sick of feeling so out of place. Wishing I could save you. What was I to say? Wishing I could save you, but now it's too late. Now is this really what I wanted? Is it really worth the pain?
Now am I really an asshole? Fuck what you say. Don't do me no favors. Let's get back to basics. We live for today, bitch. Fuck up out my way, bitch. I'm losing all my aces. I'm running out of patience. Got some pretty faces. Knowing what my name is. Up in high places. I got some new neighbors. They don't really say shit. But when they see the spaceship, they just think I rap or some form of entertainment. But they don't know I'm black, young, gifted, and amazing.
You knew I had to close my eyes.
Yeah.
You knew I had to free my mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew I had to lame, moving all the lies. Knowing that I can't do it on my own. And I can feel the pain, till I'm coming home. About to run away, think I'm going home.
You know I'm working on a world. And I can see the world from here. I know you somewhere in the atmosphere.
Yeah,
I know someday I'll meet you halfway there.
Cheers.
They say there's nothing you can do about it. Can't say that I'm new to sorrow. Wishing I could take your problems, trade them for a little more time. But you carry you out the bottom. The weight of the world, I got it. Spotted you on my shoulder. The greatest honor to know you. I gotta be honest with you. I hate you ain't in the picture. I hate all them fake niggas claiming like they gon' really miss you. I know there's no one to blame. I may be the point that I'm missing. But I needed a minute. Just give me a minute.
You know I had to close my eyes.
My eyes. Yeah, yeah.
You know I had to free my mind.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I knew I had to lay moving all the lines. Knowing that I can't do it on my own. And if I felt the pain, then I'm coming down. About to run away, think I'm going home.
Oh, say it ain't so.
Tears keep falling down my eyes. Damn it, I miss you. I should be with you. Can't get to turn back on the hands of time, but I should be with you.
Miss my friend,
damn it, I miss you.
Cannot bring you back.
These pictures I'm seeing are fucking me up, and I don't know what to do but reminisce to face the pain of back in the days before you were dog and you were just pup. Banging beats and bringing bitches back to the tour bus. Excuse me, y'all, I know this pack shit, I just need a second. It's Q-Tip and this bitch and I'm just in here reflecting. Head on collisions with memories in the intersection. Looking in my rear view, wishing I could be near you. The freeways of my mind have crowded with traffic. The good times that we had and the bad habits. Look at me now, look around, last man standing, grooming. Crying like a child, trying to understand it. Sick of sending flowers to all of my brothers' mamas. Don't know what's harder, fighting trauma or keeping the promise. True confession, breath is a blessing without a question. But niggas don't get the message until they get disconnected. My story ain't over, I'm still turning pages. But the picture I painted with you in it has faded. My queen, my dreams, and even my wages. I know what it means to lose everything when you made it. Rags to the riches and back to the rags is a motherfucker. The consequence of putting all of your chips in one bucket. To be honest, I feel like getting right back to these comments. You motherfuckers keep the drama.
I'm working on a world for men. And I can see the world from here. I know there must be something after here. I know someday I'll meet you halfway there in the atmosphere. Cheers.
Free my mind. You know I had to close my eyes.
Close my eyes.
And now I have to free my mind. Yeah.
Thank you.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
That's Billy by Chloe Boda. Is that how I'm pronouncing
Boda,
it? Boda.
Boda.
I like
Could
Boda.
Could be Boda.
Chloe Boda.
Yeah.
Lovely one.
Really nice songs. And I think Natalie wanted to select songs that she thought that you especially would
that
like.
Is hilarious,
you being our, no, you being
well,
our guest.
Well chosen, my dear.
Thank you. Mm. Thanks, Rose.
Got a little stamp of approval.
I know. I'm really happy about that. It's on my CV.
This is really interesting. We kind of sometimes cover some of the weirder stories from around the world. This is morbidly weird. So are you familiar with KLF? Do you remember KLF? KLF is gonna rock ya.
Yeah, there's something.
Do you remember them?
They did Justified and Ancient with Tammy Wynette, right?
Is that who it was? The guest focus?
Yeah, and they did Justified. What Time Is Love.
Yep.
Other ones that I can't remember
right now.
There's
some
good.
Deep cuts now. That stop. All I want to know about is
well, there's some good songs though.
Yeah, no, they were a huge act, and they were kind of famous both on Wax and off it. Obviously, one example is their burning of £1 million in cash on a remote island at one point.
They did do that. They did something at the Brit Awards once as well. I remember.
No, I think they buried a Brit by Stonehenge.
Right, of course. Yeah.
I was like, that's the type of stuff bands did in the '90s, right? And but recently they've kind of this is just weird. So the duo KLF, they're constructing what they have dubbed a people's pyramid, built from bricks fired with the ashes of dead people. During a special event in Liverpool on November 23rd called the Toxteth Day of the Dead. According to their website, each brick of the pyramid will be created through mummification.
It's mummification, because they did a song about All Bound for Mumu Land. That was their thing about Mumu Land back in the day, yeah.
Which is the process whereby 23 grams of an individual's ashes are filed in a brick of moo, and for this brick to become one of the 34,592 bricks of the People's Pyramid. Local residents will receive free admission to the town hall. However, all visitors will be only admitted by presenting a supermarket shopping trolley. The last bit was weirder than the whole
story.
Yeah,
the whole, even about the ashes, but yeah.
Honestly.
Totes fell asleep, but it was like,
what that is.
That is
weird. I don't quite know what else to say about that one.
Okay.
We'll move on to something that might spark your interest a bit more. Bagels. I noticed you were eating when you first got in here.
I love a bit of food, you know.
You do love a bit of food.
We've had a nice baguette before the show.
Are you a bagel fan?
Nah.
You're not?
Not really, not.
Have you ever had a bagel?
Of course I have.
So you're one step ahead of
us. All ravers have had a bagel, haven't they?
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
You're one step ahead of Ice-T, who admits that he's never had a bagel.
Wow.
Despite...
That's really weird, considering he's American and Americans love a bagel.
And based in New
general.
York. In New York, they love bagels. It's very much a staple of New York.
That's so stereotypical. Americans love a bagel.
They do, though.
He's based in New York, isn't he? But is he from New York?
Well, he's based in New York because of the TV show that he's in, the Law and Order, right?
But I think
isn't
he
a
West Coaster?
I think so.
He's from California originally, I think. And I'm sure it's all sort of kale. On the West Coast, isn't it?
Totes kale, babe.
But because he's on the TV show so much. In fact, he's been eating a lot of bagels on the show, which is why someone tweeted him to say, "What about the show?" And what did he say? They were props or something.
Oh right. So they weren't even real bagels.
No, well, he said they're make believe. He goes, "Lol." When someone said I've seen you eat a lot of cinnamon raisin on Law and Order. He said, "Lol, TV is make believe."
That's weird.
He's lying.
That's definitely lying, yeah. There's TV evidence of him.
But then he later addressed it.
Oh, maybe he means he didn't swallow.
No, he says never tried one.
Pause.
But there was a backlash about this, a bit ridiculous, but he tweeted himself, "White people, don't lose your fucking minds because I've never eaten a bagel. Take it easy, lol." That's his thoughts about it.
He's a ledge. What?
How am I?
maybe he just bit the bagel. Mm-hmm. But you know, on TV, they sometimes don't swallow the food.
Mm.
They just kind of chew it for the
take. Like with wine tasting, you spit it out. You do that with a bagel.
Yeah, maybe he thinks that's what you're meant to do with a bagel. You're not actually meant to swallow it.
Wow.
Well, okay. Well, that's your thoughts. Well, let's go to our next guest has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to a track.
Canova's in the house. We're going to get him in after this. Just one more song.
Remember we would dream about kids, trying to get that V with that crib. Back when you used to bees with that crib. Gotta give a little to get a little bit in return now. Take a turn now, and you heard about me and my bitch. I'm just trying to chill, cause lately I've been thinking about you and rebuilding. Walk around like you love feelings. I can tell he not fulfilling. You in love with me still. They say only if looks could kill. For real, you walk around town with that guy. When you pass by, I just laugh like
stands for terror in San Francisco.
Whew. This shit hard, boy.
No one knows where he'll strike next.
Yo, call me a Zodiac killer. Hard shot of liquor to a cognac sipper. Rap spit a flow, I'm the illest slash iller. X-crack dealer cold, I'ma pull a cat pillar. Capricorn, just a line to gorillas. Your cancer from the smoke, 69's how I did her. It's just a small version, but the posse's bigger. My finger ram trigger, about the Aries in ya. Yeah, it's like the dawning of Aquarian. The sign says, get your point across, Sagittarian. But I just see food, pescatarian. Feel this cut, all up in your guts, that's a Sarian. You can weigh me on a scale, legendary. A barbarian, tell him leave, bro, or I bury him. On my bully, a friend of yours ain't a friend of mine. The only shooter that's in the gym is Jim and I.
Virgo, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Libra, Sagittarius, Cancer, Leo, Capricorn,
Leo.
This is a Zodiac.
Zodiac.
Mr. Meth, Uncle New, Zodiac Killers. And who the F is you? Wu-Tang Clan rocks the world, baby. Now can I get a suit?
That's DJ Newmark featuring Method Man with Zodiac Killer. That's coming out on the 23rd of November.
Which is Friday, right?
Which is Friday.
Yeah.
Or, because Americans write the date the other way around. I still can't get my head around that, and it still pisses me off.
He emailed it to me and said it won't be released commercially until 11th/23rd, which, yeah, I'm going the other way around, must mean there's not a 23rd month, so it has to be the 11th, yeah.
Unless he lives on the next planet.
Which is for Record Store Day. But we're figuring it must be the American Record Store Day, because we've had our Record Store Day over here.
We have, and he's written the date in the American format.
Anyway, very good song, Mark.
Yeah. Mumps should never come first.
No, never. Doesn't look right.
Anyway, we got our second guest of the day in, joining myself, Natalie, and my lovely guest co-host, Roses Gabor. And he goes by the name Conniver.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, hey, hey.
I feel very special. I'm getting claps and all sorts.
Yeah, man. We give every guest a spirited round of applause. We like to make people feel welcome. You get me? I don't know. GRM is a very, very brand new label.
Yeah.
So you must be on a very small roster.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Because you're one of the newest signings, right? One of the most recent signings. The first?
One of the first.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
definitely.
I think I was one of the first, yeah.
Okay, that's history, man. It's historical.
Trust me.
How does that feel?
Even when they approached me, I didn't expect them to approach me. I went to the meeting for a completely different reason. Like, and they just sprung it on me, and I was like, wait, what? Like, I had a video I wanted to put out, so I was just sending them music to, like, work on my visuals and stuff, because I'm really bad at visuals. I'm all do shows. So then I've gone to the meeting. They're like, yeah, we really like this song. Like, the opening line's a bit mad, so we're like, yeah, it's sick. And then they were like, yeah, because we got a label with Warner now, so we want to sign the song. And I was like, wait, sign the song? I was like, what are you talking about? I come for the video sort of thing. And they were like, nah, bro, like, we're trying to sign you. And I was like, oh.
That's like going into a bank to ask for a mortgage and then them just going, do you want to live in the flat upstairs?
Yeah, literally. I was just like, this is mad. I was like, obviously, I got to talk to my manager and that, but yeah, why not, innit?
Amazing.
There wasn't much other people trying to sign me at that point.
Yeah.
But in the moment GRM showed interest, then everyone started calling.
Yeah. Because if anyone's going to know about talent, it's going to be GRM.
Yes, them.
You know? So putting your faith in them was an expert move on your part, it has to be said.
It's one of them ones where I thought, with labels, they're more for numbers and more for all that kind of stuff. GRM liked me for my talent, and they shouted me before just simply based on what they heard from me, my talent.
Yeah.
And that was it. And they were showing me support way before they even called me in for that meeting.
Yeah.
When I was shouting everyone and getting air. So it's one of them ones.
Yeah, yeah. Fair play. Mm. And so there is that. Talk to us through that line, that Cardi B line.
Do you know what it was, yeah? I was like writing like, I dumbed my, see my music, yeah, from coming up till now, I speak a lot of truths, like I spit the good, bad and the ugly innit, and then I was trying to like not dumb things down, but I was slowing it down a bit because it wasn't catching on and blah blah blah, and then my boy kept commenting on my stuff like, oh, this is good but yeah, this is not what I want, and you comment again, this is good but I want to hear so and so, and then he called me one day.
That's that good, them good friends to keep around.
And then one day he called me and he was like, bro, like it was early morning as well, he's like, bro, like I know you was asleep, I'm waking you up now, like fam, you're good, everything I'm hearing is good, yeah bruv, I don't want to hear this from you bruv, like raw talent is what you are, innit, like you're, don't get me wrong, you're sick at making songs whatever, but bruv, you're a barra, like you're scary, like you see when you're angry and you're going in, you're scary, like I wouldn't want to spit after you, so that is what I want to hear. Until I hear that, bro, like I can't full heartedly support what you're doing, innit. He goes, but I even pay for whatever you're doing as long as it's that. So I was like, alright cool, literally got off the phone, I wrote the black box. Well, I wrote the freestyle, and then I shouted a couple platforms, got air, and then I done part of it as like the whoa challenge that Krebs and Conan done.
Of course.
And that went off. That got like over 1,000 retweets or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then black box shouted at me and was like, can you come and do this freestyle for us on our platform? I said, cool. So I went, I done it. Like they filmed the whole season in one day. So it was like 40 in a day, 12 to 12.
Right.
I was one of the last ones. And when I done it, the camera guy was like, bro, this is probably the best one we shot today. Mm. And he goes, I shoot everyone. I shot Dave's, I shot Abra's, I shot everyone's. He goes, brother, this one actually just made me like go mad. Like he screamed, innit? So I was like, rah, I don't know what, I don't want to like get big headed or anything. So I'm just, yeah, cool, safe. I'm back to normal now. I'm going to go back to doing what I'm doing. So I done it. By that point, I just quit my job as well. And then couple weeks later, Lotus calls me and he goes, bruv, I've just seen your one. Yeah, you got the best one this season.
And this is your mate that's been giving you the pep talks, yeah?
No, this is like the boss of Black Box. So the guy who like runs Black Box. He's like, bruv, I just watched your one. Because he edits all of them himself as well.
Right.
And he goes, this one's mad. He goes, I'm putting yours out first.
Nice.
And I was like, you sure? And he goes, bruv, trust me, I'm putting out yours first. He goes, just trust me, I think this is going to do like mad stuff. I'm like, same thing. Yeah, cool. Take it with a pinch of salt. It's whatever, innit? Then I saw it and I was like, bruh, like, did I actually do that? Can you see me? Yeah, I zone out, I kind of black out, and then I come back to earth, sort of thing, innit? So I hadn't watched it back, I've just seen it now, innit?
Yeah.
And then when it came out, it was going crazy a bit for the first couple of weeks. Like, it wasn't getting crazy, it was maybe like 10k, 15k, 20k. And then Abdi saw it, Abdi TV saw it.
Of course.
And when he reposted it, my phone was just going off. Then he must have DM'd me like, bro, this is crazy. I just showed my boy it. He put on his Instagram. I didn't know he was talking about. So I'm like, oh yeah, who's your boy? Let me message him and say thank you. And he goes, oh, you know, I'm just bait. And the moment that message landed on my phone,
bro, I
have a dead iPhone 4 at that time. Yeah. It couldn't hack it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It couldn't hack it. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I'd never been viral before. I'm viral on Twitter. I'm viral on Instagram. I'm getting like Unilad reposting me. I'm getting Americans reposting me. I'm just like, bruv, what has happened? And my phone just went off. I had Bashy following me. I had Natasha Bedingfield tweeting it.
Aww.
I was just like, yeah, this is a dream right now. Brilliant. Still, it's mad.
Got to get a new phone now. Fucking translate all these retweets into pennies.
I've got iPhone 6 now, but I need to get a new phone again still.
But I love that your mate, who is super honest, if you like, all artists need that person that's just going to be like, nah, actually, babe, just say it.
And I love the fact that you mentioned him, that you started the story with him.
And that you listened, even.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
You know, because we can be like on our own, well, that's cool, but this is what I want to do. Like,
nah, do you know what it is? It's, he's not someone I see all the time.
Mm.
And for him to have just woken up, nah, he's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him this.
Mm.
I took it in. I thought, all right, you know what? He's been that serious. Like if he's sitting there saying, "Run, bro, I'll pay for anything out of my own." He works. It's not like he's rich.
Mm. And it's the time of the day that he rang you as well. Early, someone rings you in the morning.
Listen, it's serious, you know.
It's so true.
And you see me, I'm terrible. I don't pick up the phone. Unless my managers, my mom, or like my daughter's mom, something like that. Yeah. I'm not picking up the phone. Text me if it's really important. Call me once or twice, and I'll know it's important.
Yeah.
But if not, I'm a texter still. Like, yeah, I'll reply back to you in a minute. Like, but when you called me that early, I'm thinking, this must be an emergency. Let me pick up. And he's like, fam,
sit down.
Yeah, sort it out.
Let me tell you something.
Literally.
That's brilliant. Well, we should get into some music now. You are a musician after all.
100%.
We've had the pleasure of kind of listening to you kind of break everything down to us, but let the people hear some music. Would you do us the honour of introducing the song for us?
This single is called OK.
People always coming in late. Still chill on my estate with the same gangbanger still running from the jakes. Man, it's all crazy. Big white girl smile on my face. I'm still running through these roads with my bros. Say that shit in every tune, got that shit and never change. Nah, it never will. And niggas talking like they ride, never will. Hit a set, man, you know I get the wheels. Fresh Prince in his team, call me Will. Wait, but it burns. They got tops in the cage and it hurts. But my cousin does roll, never learn. My niggas rolling with that kind of light verse. Still out here with the G's them. Grinding, trying to get peas in. Some of them are locked in a cage. And I can't wait till Majesty frees them. But it's okay. I told my dogs it's cool, it's okay. I told my mommy I'm cool, I'm okay. I be running to the money till all of us pay. Tanisha, I big batty. Tanisha come yellow like Patty. Sweet. Tanisha crazy, won't stab me. But you are linked to sister named Sally. I kinda beat her best friend, that's Abby. I kinda linked to cousin, that's Aggie. And now I hear that a big bro's on, man. I had to call S for the Shelly like, whoa. No, I had to call S for the what. Had to call S for the ooh. Had to call S for the... You see what happens to you like, whoa. So you can't take me for a fool, no. Not me and none of my goons, whoa. And these girls will want, man. Why can't I make good tunes? Yeah, I make good tunes, like. Still out here with the G's, them. Grinding, trying to get peas in. Some of them are locked in a cage. And I can't wait till Majesty frees them, but it's okay. I told my dogs it's cool, it's okay. I told my mommy I'm cool, I'm okay. I'll be running to the money till all of us pay, till all of us. Still out here with the G's, them. Grinding, trying to get peas in. Some of them are locked in a cage. And I can't wait till Majesty frees them, but it's okay. I told my dogs it's cool, it's okay. I told my mommy I'm cool, I'm okay. I'll be running to the money till all of us pay, till all of us.
That's OK by Kanaiva, who joins myself, Roses Gabor and Natalie in the studio right now. We've just been talking about the kind of stroke of luck you had that kind of sent you viral and kind of led to your, partly led to your deal with GRM Daily.
Yeah.
But you've had your fair share of bad luck as well.
More than normal people.
Yeah, because obviously I've read that you at one point were on like life support or something.
Yeah, it's mad.
What's the story? What's the background?
So, Westwood shouted me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Do you want a crib session?" I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." So the producer shouted me whatever, but we booked it for one day. Then for whatever reason they postponed it and changed the date. Then it got booked for the 18th of September 2016. I know that because obviously that's there when I'm life support. and my daughter was born the same day.
Wow.
Which is mad as well, like literally at the same time. So I'm getting ready to go now. No, I got radio the night before, like pirate set.
Mm-hmm.
I leave there and I'm like, oh bruv, I feel like my throat's getting a bit tingly, but I'm a rapper, I get tonsillitis every other day, it's mm-hmm. nothing, and mm-hmm. so I'm thinking, oh, it's nothing, it's cool. Go to sleep now. I used to do night shift as well. I used to like work at like 3 a.m. to like 10. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm even going to do overtime just because it's my day off as well. So I've even woken up to go do overtime. I'm not feeling well. Got a mad headache. I collapse. Go to A&E the first time. They said, it's just the flu maybe, mild tonsillitis. I've gone, this doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying mild tonsillitis. I said, all right, cool, whatever. Get home. I text the producers and I say, I just come out of A&E. I'm going to sleep it off. I'm still coming. They said, you want to postpone? I said, no, I'm coming today. They said, cool. Woke up. Now, the girl I seen at the time, I told her, I'm going to Westwood at this time. I've been in A&E all night. You need to come and get something from mine. I'm going to leave my key under the mat. In case I oversleep, wake me up because I can't be late to this. She's gone, cool. I've done that. I actually woke up on time. I was getting ready. As I'm literally just getting ready and put my clothes on, I collapsed again.
Shit.
But by this point, my landlord's not home. All my housemates are not home. I'm home alone. My house is security. It was security locked, so I need the key to get in and get out.
Wow.
And the key's outside under the mat.
Shit.
So even for me to get out, I can't get out. Even if ambulance come right now, I can't even open them.
Jesus.
By that point, what happened was meningitis was in my throat, and that's what the mild tonsillitis was.
Shit.
And it had worked its way down, which was like irregularly, and just started attacking my heart. So my heart stopped beating, basically.
Wow.
So my blood pressure went down to like 60, and my heart rate was like 30 going down. So I couldn't breathe. I was just basically just like, just not breathing. And luckily, she walked in on time.
Wow.
Wow.
And saw me on the floor, obviously not breathing. And I'm just like, cool, ambulance, now. And then she called ambulance, whatever. They came, found me there, took me to the hospital. They didn't know what was wrong with me, but they knew it was my heart. So they said, there's something wrong with your heart, but we don't know what it is. But we can't really accommodate for you here because we're not a heart specialist hospital.
Mm.
But the heart specialist hospital in Bank didn't have space. So what they told me was, we don't know what's wrong with you. We can't really fix it. And who can fix it don't have space. So we're just biding time and hoping you don't die in that time.
Wow.
So I'm literally just there like, cool. So when they said, where's your phone? We need to call like your family. I've gone to unlock my phone. By this point, I can't feel my body, only my fingers. Oh, I'm basically like God. A vegetable. I go to unlock my phone and my daughter's mom sends a picture. I'm like, zzz, yeah, she's here.
Oh,
and I'm just like, wow. Well, it's timing. Like, wow. By this point as well, I got a gas mask on. I got 2 drips. I can't move. I can't talk. All I can do is move my fingers to type to like talk to people.
Hmm.
Unlock my phone, my mum gets there. And then like the second day they didn't know what was wrong. Third day they didn't know what was wrong. And the fourth day, they told me I had some mad heart virus that couldn't be cured or some madness like that. And then the next day, the doctor came back and said, whoever told you that, they got it wrong, I know what it is. You've got meningitis and it's irregularly just attacked your heart, which doesn't normally happen.
Wow.
But your whatever miracle this is, you're like 2 out of 10 chance that you should have died like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow you're still alive.
Yeah.
So yeah, whatever you're meant to do in life, bro, like, go, he was like, yeah, do it, car. You should have died at least 2 days ago.
Give me your number, I'm going to phone you from time to time. Give me pep talks.
Imagine
if it turned out the doctor was that same brethren.
Bro. It was mad. And then yeah, I come off last support and I just said, yeah bro, see this music thing, I've got to do it.
Yeah. If anything's going to give you a kick up the arse, it's that.
Mm, 100%.
But I think my daughter being born, for me, I was just like, God, I'm not going today. There's no way. Like, my daughter's just been born. Mm. Like, what are the odds of she's born as they're putting me on life support?
That's wild.
Yeah. That's a wild freak.
Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I'm just like, nah.
Did you before?
Not today. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I'm just like, not today.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I'm going today. Like, it's not happening.
Wow.
And then, yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
That is a beautiful
Did
story.
Did you write about it?
Yeah, I got a couple of freestyles where I talk about it a little bit.
Nice.
We need a song.
You know what? I've got a song
video,
coming out.
Yeah.
That's a movie, bro.
A movie,
that's,
I was going to say.
I've just been through it over here.
Literally. Like, I think my next project, I'm going to talk about everything a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, in depth. I spoke about being homeless, but now it's like, that's my new one that I got to go into properly.
Yeah. Oh, well. Nice. An incredible interview, man. That was seriously. Thank you so much for rolling through.
Thanks for having me, man.
dropping new music on us and dropping those gems on us, you know. 100. It was nice for you to break down your life for us. It's been very eventful.
100%.
Where can people find Caniva on the socials, and is there anything live coming up in the near future?
Everything is Caniva OH, so that's KANIVAOH. Black Box 2 is out now as well. It's going to get premiered on Friday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I got another single out with my manager and my boy called Badadan, which is on Gram Daily as well. And I've just got bare singles coming out.
Wicked.
A couple of features that I can't talk about yet. And yeah.
Active.
Nice. Bow, right. Bow.
Mm. Well, we're going to get into another song now. When we come back, we're going to have Merkston in the studio.
Something clicks inside you. You just go ahead and kick something or something, anything like that.
Sat in a car park, doing light of gas in year 8. Didn't like the maths that we're made to learn, and inside I had a weird hate. So I sat by the side of the train tracks late at night and each day. I supply the unique that you want, you supply the cliche. Tube in the face, using the space in the room, shooting a stake in the womb. You could see my cape in the moon, you could be in space in a suit, and still feel a little bit of hate from the tune. Taking a piss, taking a landfill, sight full of shit. Breaking the ribs, breaking the crib, breaking the train yard, naked of paint on my dick.
Yeah, don't worry about the time, it's permanent midnight round. Skirts hanging out in the hallway, scooped out too many gourmet sorbets. Why talk like your claws ain't cool place? Gun around, gas about your bait court case. All day, all day, all day, gassed up, wrapped up, warm in my North Face. Don't worry about the time, it's permanent midnight around here always. Skirts hanging out in the hallway, scooped out too many gourmet sorbets. Why talk like your claws ain't cool place? Gun around, gas about your bait court case. All day, all day, all day, gassed up, wrapped up, warm in my North Face.
Roll up, roll up, roll up, 2 for 1, 0.7 on a weekday. 2 foot skank with the devil on your shoulder blade, the boy's clever on a replay. DJ, DJ, please mate, how you gonna come with that shit, you cash it? I ain't gonna teach you to behave, so I go plain. Stuff in the tins in the bag, gloves on the sink in the plan. Love's a ridiculous slag, pumping my fist in the air. For the drugs in my system, and damn, I don't wanna spend my life in the pig house, I don't wanna smell like ham. I don't wanna slut with a big mouth, fucking about with my plans. Love for the gang, thrusting my nuts in the land. Man, I just come with a bang. Jump and I land, slump when I'm drunk and I stand. Man, it's just something I am, I don't give a fuck, I'm the man. Fucked on the drugs in a bag, punching your mum and your dad. Mad, Michael Jackson, I'm bad. Snatch the mic from your hand.
Yeah, don't worry about the time, it's permanent midnight around here always. Skirts hanging out in the hallway, scooped out too many gourmet sorbets. Why talk like your claws ain't cool place? Gun around, gas about your bait court case. All day, all day, all day, gassed up, wrapped up, warm in my North Face. Yeah. Don't worry about the time, it's permanent midnight around here always. Skirts hanging out in the hallway, scooped out too many gourmet sorbets. Why talk like your claws ain't cool place? Gun around, gas about your bait court case. All day, all day, all day, gassed up, wrapped up, warm in my North Face.
Broke up things for no reason. Run to places and smashed up things. I don't know, really, I can't remember it.
What do you specialise in?
Nothing, really.
Anything goes?
Yeah.
Have you done cars and telephone kiosks, or do you prefer breaking into buildings?
Breaking into buildings, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
We are back. That's Dirty Dyke.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Payne. I'm joined by a very special guest co-host, Roses Gabor.
Shoot, that's muy, muy.
I thought that was my intro, man.
Did you?
I was feeling that, you know,
I've
special.
I've had today. Because
you've spoken before your intro, we can't give you one now.
Imagine.
Yeah, we're just going to have to just talk like normal. Oh, people are just going to have to guess who you are.
It's cool, man.
That's how it works. I'm joking. No, I was going to say, as well as my regular co-host, Natalie, we have a very, very special guest. It's been over a year since you last come in here, isn't it?
It has,
yeah.
It has, sir.
It is the G that is Merkston. Now we can chat.
Let's have a chat.
It's been since we last spoke, there's been a slew of like features and and obviously your own material. There's been the work on the Powers album, hasn't there?
Yeah, that was a moment.
That's how long it's been.
That was a moment. That tune was sick, bro.
All the
you loved that song, didn't you? You liked some verses from that song, The Powers.
Yeah,
remember
I did.
That? Yes, that was. Yeah. You know what? That was. I think gorgeous. That was very underrated. That whole album.
I do think that as well.
I think it was. It
it came out at the same time as the New Gen album, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I think that as far as a kind of collaborative
that
project,
was the one that got
that
the,
was the one that got
yeah.
the main focus.
Yeah. I push. Feel like that, if I'm to be brutally honest.
But sometimes it's going to be like that because obviously on the New Gen album there was the new artists.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it was just yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah, there were more kind of OGs on yeah. Powers, whereas New Gen was did exactly what it said on the tin.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. And we were at the cusp of that time where everyone wanted to.
But the visual is cold as well.
Very true. Very true. Shout out Chaz.
Yeah, big up Chaz.
Because you've worked with him quite a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Chaz is proper, man. He's done a lot of my videos back
exactly.
in the day. So I need to actually connect the dots with him again and get something sick shot because I think his eye is unique.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. You're very fond of back in the day.
I'm always reminiscing.
No, I think it's cool. I love it. I think that's my favorite kind of Merkston trait.
Yeah,
you know, like
a lot of people say that.
I've said it when it's come to you know, kind of picking people for, you know, collaborations for not only myself but artists yeah. that I've managed and whatnot, but yeah. it's because of that Skippy flow. That Skippy flow that's both nostalgic but super skillful as well.
Yeah,
do you know
no,
what
thank
I mean
you.
It's
thank
that
you.
It's that kind of stands the test of time type shit, you know.
No, I appreciate that.
And the latest offering from you has been Balmain? That's
yeah.
the latest one, isn't it? Because I'm scared that
but
there's been something
though, but
since
it's mad
then.
Though because obviously Balmain, like after you saying what you just said, Balmain, it's like more of an experiment because I don't get to do the old school flow on there. But I feel like with the old school flow that people love from me, I feel like if I do it every so often, it's a bit more special.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
If I give you like 10 songs, 8 songs of it, you're like, all right, cool, man. So we get it, cool. You know
right.
what I mean? Like even if I do, when I do the Back to 95s, the trick of it is, all the bars that I do, it's because it's on songs that felt that you they take you back to a certain
yeah.
place.
Yeah, yeah.
So as well as me doing the bars, the beats are taking you somewhere yeah. and you get a certain feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool. It passes.
Yeah. Mm.
But again, if I get like 10 different productions that you're not aware of and do that on them, you'll be like, yeah, right, we get it. Cool,
right.
What else? You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear so. That. But you are multifaceted. We've worked together. They're not even ready for
right,
what
we
we've
something.
Done together. I genuinely believe that Roses
that
is
stuff
a fan.
Is amazing.
Have you heard that one?
Yes, she has.
I was like, who is this guy?
Honestly, I was like, you know that's Merkston, isn't it?
Yeah, nah,
like,
that's
no,
that's
way.
Bro,
this
listen,
singing dog.
Imagine that. You hit me up. You know you hit me up about yesterday. We'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
But since then, like every time I get in the car, it's just playing from my iTunes. So even my drive here,
okay.
I never changed the song.
Yeah.
So listening,
sick.
Like this song is bad.
Trust me.
So
trust
sick.
Me.
Bad. So yeah, when they hear
that's
it,
gonna be a mad like, surprise for I think a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah I think so as well, man.
Because everyone asks.
I'm glad that you hit me up for that one.
Me too.
You know
trust
I mean?
Me.
No one's more.
Three.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. No yeah. one's more glad. Natalie's probably feeling a little bit left out.
But
she's
I'd
the
like
only one in the
it.
Room that's never heard
no,
the song.
But I have been asking you for a long
she,
time to
have.
Let me hit. When is this going to be released, please?
But we've got this thing among musicians where the only people you can play unmixed songs to are other
yeah,
musicians
yeah, yeah.
because then you don't have to do the awkward explaining. Oh, it's a bit all over. Do you
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
You
just, it's hard to explain
that
to people.
He's
sometimes.
Saying that to me, but I've been to karaoke with him, so he knows full well I'm a singer.
That's true.
So I don't
this
know why you're
true.
Trying to not play me the song.
So you passed then.
Yeah,
you can,
exactly.
You
he knows that.
Natalie,
we've talked about me past. Guesting on his album too.
We have talked about that.
That's going to be, what did we say, the Oscar winning track?
Yeah, I'm trying to
Emmy,
get all,
Tony.
I'm trying to get, what's that called? What
the
John Legend recently.
What is it? Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
EGOT.
That's it, yeah.
EGOT.
So you might get a feature then?
All of them. It's going to get all four.
Oh my God.
Well, we should. We've only got 20 minutes left of the show, and I want to chat some more. So we should get into your most recent offering.
Yeah, so the most recent offering is Balmain featuring Suspect. It's mad because I did the song like maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
but I felt like it wasn't. I had a second verse, but because of the style of the way I'm spitting on there wasn't like. They're not used to it. They're not used to that. So it felt like. This is not something that you can put out on your own. And it needs a bit of energy.
Yeah, I'm very happy that you got Suspect.
Yeah, so like
because I was tipping him for big things.
Yeah.
And for like, you know, to pop up on a lot of people's projects. I was sitting in my brethren's car with him and I was like, you see Suspect?
Cold.
Trust me.
The
trust
energy
me.
Is like, it's unmatched.
There's a space that only he
and I'd say maybe only Fecky fit into.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
yeah.
just super pronounced delivery. It's almost like a. I DM'd him like one time and told him, I was like, "You're like a preacher. You, yeah. you. When you say something, I remember what the fuck you
He's
said.
He's talking at you.
Yeah,
that's his style. Yeah. So it's like. Because of what I was talking about on the song, I needed somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's always
that.
Chastising you. He's like, what? Your drip's not like, yeah, yeah. like yeah. you're a bum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
suspect.
Yeah.
So oh
like,
my God.
When I sent it to him, obviously at first, because it's mad. When you know, like if you hear something that you want an artist on whatever, you can hear them on the song. When I sent it to him, he was like, but Merks, man, this is sick and that, but yeah, like this ain't my usual thing. but I'm thinking it is though.
Yeah.
Because I can hear you on 10 tunes. Okay, they don't sound the same, but I kind of know what I think you're going to do on the song.
Of course.
Not saying that your thing's not like unpredictable, but I know what you're going to do.
Mm.
So anyway, when he came to the studio, we put it on and he started vibing. It wasn't long for him to to piece the whole thing together, and the energy and the ad-libs. Even the ad-libs, I've got a video I've not put it out, but like when he's doing the ad-libs, he's laughing to himself. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. But I feel like I feel like I've got the perfect person for the job, man. So
that's the perfect introduction to any song. You know what I mean? Let's get it on, man.
Big man coming at the party. I'm in a leave till after. Road whiting looking at my nausea. Black Ken chilling with the barbies. Chilling with the barbies. Yeah, yeah, fuck the federales. I'm talking about the girls in the club that run till you go run. Carrying the news like if you try that you go further. Man, run them. Yeah, yeah, let it burn like I squeezed off sometime. One more champagne. Let's have a toast to the campaign. When it's done, turn it over. Next chapter, turn it over. She can mix that in with cola. Goes down, I ain't gonna expose her. What you said, I probably put in the fold. I'm talking shit with her again when I'm sober. And she can barely fit on the sofa. Keep it up, I probably ain't gonna fold ya. Watch it. Bowman. No Pierre, no Pierre. Just Bowman. It's not yesterday that man found fame. Got the road buzzing. No coughing. I give a Mac D, but a Mac D's what's the way I'm at flourish. Mac flourish. I said, what's the way I'm at flourish? Hey! Hey, Mac! Niggas got the road buzzing. Niggas, that's the niggas getting hold us. Bitches showing titties trying to blow something. Niggas trying to get in like, hold up. Saying that they old cousins. Claiming on niggas we don't know nothing. Fuck them. No front. No front. 40 on the neck, bitch. Just some more damage. No budget. Still the hottest in the streets, nigga, no budget. My bitch hates how I put it down. Someone tell her that the hoes love it. Hackerson. Charmaine, Valentine's, that's where they found me. 55 on the insides, family. Fuck it back to the Bowman. You got yours in H&M, no same. My girl and your girl, no same. See me, got a strong name. And if you need that gelato, man's got a strong strain. When it's done, turn it over. Next chapter, turn it over. She can mix that in with cola. Goes down, I ain't gonna expose her. What you said, I probably put in the fold. I'm putting shit with her again when I'm sober. Bow me. Bow me.
That's Balmain by Merkston featuring Suspect or Balmain. If you parlay La France.
It's produced by Merlin.
Who
is a monster. Like, just let me give them a bit of a background on Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
So like on Getz's first Ghetto Gospel, he had a lot of songs on there. Like,
right, okay.
Big songs on there. All Now is something that people like of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He produced that. And then he's produced my next one that's coming as well.
Okay.
So he's just working away, bro, with just bangers. Like, even though,
like I said, I've had them for a bit. He just don't stop churning out, bro. He's just, yeah.
Because All Now was like your return, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was 2015.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Do you know what I mean?
It seems like such a long time ago.
Bro. And even when he gave me that, do you know what happened with that? All right, cool. So Rough Squad made their last song. I can't remember what it was called, but it was the same sort of sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, randomly, because he's a man that you can't even really get through to him on the phone.
Okay.
You message him, email him, he might get back to you next week.
Mm.
I rang him this day, his phone was ringing. I'm thinking, right, like, boom. So I phoned him, I said to him, yo, man, I need something like the last Rough Squad tune that was put out. He's like, bro, I'm actually making a tune right now with them sounds, like right this second. I'm saying, serious, bro. He's like, yeah, give me 20 minutes. Boom. He sent that.
Love that.
Nice.
And
nice.
And the rest is history. You know what I'm saying?
It's a big tune. And then there was the remix with Chip.
The remix, again, like the remix, I said to him, how the remix came about was, I said, bro, they've taken to this song. I need something similar. Mm. Like, I need something now, bro. He sent it to me, not even as a remix. He sent it to me as a new tune.
Okay.
But then I heard the same things and I was like, hold on, we can make this into a remix. And then the remix was made by him and then the team that I work with very closely, Dot Ink.
Right.
So there's two parts to it. You know when it speeds up with me, it's cool track. Yeah. So yeah.
Big.
Merlin and Dot Ink. You know what
okay.
I'm
well, we have, 13 minutes left. So it's like a perfect length of time to play a game.
All right.
Yes.
How competitive are you, Max?
Very,
good.
Very, very.
Pick up your pen and paper then, Maxon. I've got 5 clips here. Now, you have a song, we just played it, Balmain. If we were in France, we would call it Balmain.
Uh-huh. Speaking of France,
let's travel to France now for these 5 clips. I've got 5 covers of popular songs, but they are in French. What I want you to do is tell me what the song and or artist is for points, okay?
Okay, then.
Okay, got this? Some are easier than other, I will say, and some are, I vetoed one, that was way too easy, but...
Just quickly, do you remember who won the last game, Roses?
Me.
Or was it you?
No, it was actually you.
Yeah, it was me. I just wanted to...
By one point, so really, this is nothing.
By one point, yeah. I'm trying to thrash it.
No cheating today, though. I feel like the last time I came here, I was cheated.
They are cheats, man. Everyone says they're cheats.
Last time I came here, there was a game.
I mean, I can't be cheating because I know all the answers. I can't be the cheater.
Like, they clearly...
You could have posited any theory and Roses would have jumped on it. No, but you had aliens last time. Yeah, I thought I saw some aliens coming in. 100%
there was aliens here.
Marcel isn't in the studio today, and he blatantly just looks at people's answers. In fact, we had a guest a few weeks ago that we were having a drink after the show, and came over to us and went, "Yeah, he was cheating."
There you
just
go. Like, straight.
No, yeah, you guys did cheat though. It's fine.
I swear,
but you guys
did not cheat.
I but can't be cheating.
It's fine.
I can't be the quiz person.
Let's get it.
Anyway, so anyway, eyes down, eyes down. This is clip number one. Write down. Do not shout it out. The song and all the artists, and I'll give you lots of points. Okay.
All right. Okay.
That's quite easy, I think, right?
I
need the brackets for this song, too.
Do
you want it again?
Yes, please.
Good cover, actually.
I can't remember who the artist is.
I think,
write it.
It's all gone wrong.
Yeah. We're only on clip one, don't worry, question one. It can still come back. Let's go into the French cover version. What is this song?
Oh, well, we can need a little bit more than that.
No, that's all you get. You can't get more than that, so it gives it away. That's
play
what you
again.
Need.
Play
you
again.
Don't get more than that. Mm-hmm. Female. The original artist of this is a female artist.
Yeah, we need a bit more
than
that.
Well, you don't get more than that in these games.
I think we're
it's
all
hard.
Lost. We're all lost. No one's pen's moving.
Well, I think you'll find two.
I took a guess there.
Of course
his
pen's moving because he's a female singer.
How am I?
Of course his pen's moving.
Oh, you think he knows the artist?
No, no.
I can assure you he doesn't.
And he wouldn't want to, actually.
That's the thing. I'd actually get mad.
What you don't know about Michael Payne is go to a pub quiz with him. You'll know how much he hates cheating. Like, absolutely. If there's a phone even out, so you'd be in trouble, Rosie. If you have a phone out, like, he would be shouting at you to put that phone away. So one thing I say is I'm not a cheater.
Do we have to have the artist's name and the name of the song?
You can have either. I'd like both for 2 points, but you can pick one female artist.
Yeah,
why
do
you hand there? What are you doing?
In case you
there,
cheat
like
me as well.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
She's suspicious of everyone.
Just in case. Just
right.
In case.
All right.
Okay, so you've got something. Right, let's move on to number 3. Tu me donnes l'impression
d'être folle. Oh, I need.
Come on,
now.
Well, yeah, you do know
that
one's a lot easier, that one, yeah. A massive hit from this female.
Yeah, I have to keep it that
way. Yeah, I can see that. I think you've got this one. I think you've got the song probably too.
That is mad. I don't know that one.
You will know this one. One more time?
Yeah, go on.
Too many chances.
Yeah, right. Okay, we're moving on to number four. Shit. That's true. I agree with you. Right, number four. Here we go.
That's easy. Fucking hell.
That is crazy, that
nah,
one.
I'll do that one more time,
okay.
Please.
Artist and song, please. Artist and song.
Did you get that one, bro?
Since we're hiding, babes.
Did you get that one, though?
Yeah. Oh, one more. Now you've had too many chances, as you said about number four. So we're moving on to number five. This is clip number five. Tu fuis les galets, et pas que les galets. Les beaux, les moches, les riches, les forts sont... This one, we're going to be fine, Grace.
No? Okay, how many more questions?
This is the last one. This is number five.
So have we finished now then?
No.
Oh, wait, how many are there?
Five. This is the last one.
That's it, they're finished. Cool.
You got it, have you, this one? Okay,
play one more time.
Yeah. Tu fuis les galets, et pas que les galets.
Les beaux, les moches, les riches, les forts sont... I'm going to...
I know it.
I know you know it. Everyone knows this song.
Okay, we're finished.
Oh, I have to rush you. This is the okay.
Man, I think they've had a sufficient amount.
The final time.
I don't know that.
Oh my god! Well, wait till you hear what it is. Okay, Maxton,
take a guess, actually.
What did you get for number one song and artist, either or?
Yeah, and I all went wrong, but stop right now. Was by, I think it's by Spice Girls.
Okay, Michael Payne, what did you get?
I got like that's I can't remember the name of the title.
Baby, everything.
Okay, so you don't know the title. Do you know the artist that did it?
I can't remember.
That did that song.
It's a Motown.
Roses, what did you get?
I got Uptight Brenda Lee, but Spice Girl sounded good.
I think it was.
Right, you know.
But you're the only one with a point there, really, because you didn't even get the title
what's
of the song.
What's the title?
But Brenda Lee
Uptight,
did it though.
Uptight, everything's all right. But this was the original Stevie's.
But it
one.
Wasn't Stevie singing it though, was it?
I've got Stevie on the paper.
So it could have been Brenda Lee.
But it wasn't Brenda Lee. It was Stevie Wonder.
But
it was they did the cover of.
So who gets the point then?
You're the only one that gets the point.
Can I get the manager, please?
Where's your Bob? Where's
I'm going to get the manager.
Okay. Wait, number two, though.
But who sang it originally?
I believe Stevie Wonder did, right?
It could have been Brenda Lee.
Someone Google
this
that for me,
saying.
Please. Yeah, but we want original artists here. Otherwise, we could have covers for any of these songs.
The
cover of a cover. These rules, do you know what I mean? Before we start.
Okay, number two. Time is always against us. Number two, what did you get?
I got Angel.
By.
Can't remember the name of the artist.
Angels. Okay, what did you get, Maxton, for number
You're
two?
My angel,
I just wrote Britney Spears, man.
You got Britney Spears,
yeah.
Okay.
Your eyes raised, so that.
What did you? What did you?
I didn't get a title.
Okay, what did you get, Roses?
Robbie Williams.
And Rihanna, actually.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. I don't wanna be wildly the reason
why.
Can you play that version again?
Brenda Lee did a cover the year after Stevie Wonder released the song. It's a Stevie Wonder original.
Can you play the other Angel version? The other.
The French version.
Yeah,
the French version. What was that number two?
That makes sense.
Good cover. Yeah. Okay, number three. What did anybody get?
Beyonce.
There
has to be that. Or I'm walking out of the studio.
What did you get as the song?
I didn't write the song.
Okay, Roses.
I'm cheating. Beyonce.
Did you get a song?
Mm-mm.
Okay, but I'm giving you a point. You said you're obviously. What did you get?
I got Beyonce.
Did you? I'm giving a point anyway. Did you get
Survivor? Let me see. Did you? Roll
no, out? I didn't. I'm just guessing.
Oh, you did it. I gave you a point.
I'm the only one that wrote Beyonce. Don't let anybody cheat.
I'm crossing out Roses.
I was trying to communicate.
Beyonce's first.
Look
I got the wrong song.
No, you didn't get. Okay, you went what? You all got.
I was trying to communicate with Maxton telepathically, then I realized I was just speaking out loud and everyone could hear.
Well, it was Beyonce. And this was the song.
That's what I meant when I said Survivor.
So Roses,
Did Roses get Beyonce or not? You did get Beyonce.
I don't know.
Shut up.
Is it written down?
Do you know what? It's cool. Roses can have it.
Of course it's in the first. Okay.
All right. Can you play the other version just so I can...
Yeah, yeah, sure. This is the French version.
That's hard to get
slowed down.
That is.
It's slowed down, but it's a cover. You can speed things up or down when you do a cover.
I just could hear a bit of Beyonce in there.
But you did hear Beyonce. Yeah, right. You're the only one that did. But, okay, number four. What did you get for number four? Anyone?
It's easy. Eminem loses.
That's what I wrote. Eminem. I wrote Eminem.
I definitely got that. Look, I'm still scribbling. I definitely got that.
Look. Just so you know.
Lose Yourself, Eminem.
Okay.
I didn't write the title, but I wrote Eminem.
Okay, so you do get a point, of course.
So I've only got 2 points.
So I've only got 2 points. So that's four. Okay. Yeah, it was Lose Yourself, Eminem. And finally, what did you get?
I want to know what everyone else got.
Wait, can you do that one time again, please?
The French version.
The last one. Yeah, please.
Yep.
Wait, give me 10 seconds.
No, you're out of time. We're literally out of time.
I can sing it.
You got to have it now. Roses, Michael Payne, what did you get? We've got to go.
Andre 3000.
He didn't have that, though.
Outkast.
No, you didn't. That's not on your paper, though, is it?
No, it was in my mind.
It doesn't matter.
It was in my mind.
On your paper.
What Maxton just did.
What have you got on your paper, Roses?
Andre 3000, Hey Ya.
Say Outkast.
You had it on paper, though.
But I said Outkast and they both said Andre 3000.
Cheating mongrels.
Two. Doesn't matter. Maxon and Michael Payne, 2 points. Rose has got 6. She wins.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You didn't get any points, right. Though. You got nothing.
I said Outkast.
Maxon, 3 points. Michael Payne did not get a point.
No, I got a point for that.
How many points did you get?
If you don't want to cheat, like, let's cheat, innit?
Rose still wins.
If I want to cheat, let's cheat.
Andre.
But it's not Andre 3000, Hey Ya. That's not what the song is.
No, it's Outkast, Hey Ya. But it doesn't matter. She's won. Let's go.
Unfortunately, that is all that we've got time for. Let the record show that Michael Payne got 6 points in the last game. We'll see you next week.
Oh my
bye.
God. That was...
I'm so glad I got my own. I ain't worried about Josephine. Love locked out till you came around. And with you, I shared the key. No more staring from the outside. Out there, it's too cold. Mouth quiet, but I think that you should know.
Count the miles every day. All the time is spent away. Got no reason to be paid. Everybody wanna taste. Feel you held it down for me. So believe I'm on my way. I don't even plan to stay. But the time will go away.
I'm so glad I got my own. I ain't good. Been on rough for plenty hours, sitting in this lonely sea. While I'm staring from the inside, I wish you were close. Usually keep my mouth quiet, but I think that you should know. On the bus go round and round. Email on ghosts, I've been out of town. Hit the I-10 going westbound. Travel state to state for you on the Greyhound. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Email on ghosts, I've been out of town. Hit the I-10 going westbound. Travel state to state for you on the screen.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.